Back to Genesis, chapter 30. We'll start with the next section here, verses 25-30. Here, this particular section, verses 25-43, titled God Prospers Jacob at Laban's Expense. And here in our first set of verses, 25-30, Laban sets himself up. As it is, the SCA will dig the hole that you'll be buried in often. Your own SCA. See. And Laban here, as we will see how God deals with this particular situation, he sets himself up. And that is because he dismisses God as the equation in regards to the whole scenario and what God can do, what he can't do. You have the typical attitude and perception of what success means in life. It's taught in schools. It's pushed in regards to the media, academia, etc., professionals. Well, you start removing God from the equation, often you set yourself up for a big fall. All right, looking here first at the language in the verses. Get going on this. Now it came about when Rachel, verse 25, had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban. Wow, consecutive. Came about or came to pass is your cow, perfect third matching singer, verb Hayah, H-A-Y-A-H. When is actually the preposition kaf plus the relative pronoun asher, A-S-H-E-R, after which, when, Rachel had born Joseph. First, you have the verb to give birth, born, cow, perfect, third feminine singer, yalad, Y-A-L-A-D. That being Rachel is a proper noun. Who she gave birth to, sign of the direct object, points to Joseph, the proper noun. And then he said to Laban, he being Jacob, here in this context, wow, consecutive, our verb to say is a cow and perfect third matching singer, Amar, A-M-A-R. Jacob to Laban, preposition L, face-to-face encounter, that's what that emphasizes. Laban, proper noun. Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my own country. Send me away is the PL imperative, masculine singer with the first common singer suffix shalach, S-H-A-L-C-H. While conjunction, then our verb to go, may go, is a cal imperfect first common singular cohortative use here. Our verb to walk, literally halak, H-A-L-A-K, and let me go to my own place. Preposition L, denoting motion towards the geography and view, E-L. Then my place is a common masculine singular construct with the first common singular suffix, makom, M-A-Q-O-M. And to my land, wow conjunction, preposition lamed, followed with the common feminine singular noun construct with the first common singular suffix, eretz, E-R-E-T-S. Give me my wives, verse 26, my children for whom I have served you, and let me depart. You have the verb, cow, imperative, masculine singer, to give, Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, Nathan, for which getting the name Nathan. My wives, you have to sign the direct object, in a common feminine plural noun, construct the first condensator suffix ishishah, I-S-H-S-H-A-H. And, while conjunction, sign a direct object. My children is a common masculine plural construct noun with the first condensator suffix yeled, Y-E-L-E-D. For whom I have served you. For whom is a relative pronoun, again, asher, A-S-H-E-R. And then the verb to serve is a cow perfect first common singular abad, A-B-A-D. I have served you. You have to sign a direct object here with the second masculine singular suffix attached to it, F-E-T-H. And then you have the preposition with the third feminine plural suffix bet, not in the English here, among them. I have served you among them, and let me depart. Obviously, in their company is the idea, as they're all a family. While conjunction, and then the cow and perfect first common singular, coordinated use again of the verb halak, to walk, let me depart. For you yourself know my service which I have rendered you. You have the conjunction key, K-I-Y, for, or because. Then the emphatic use of the pronoun, second masculine singular, atah, A-T-T-A-H. No is your cow perfect second masculine singular verb, yada, yada, Y-A-D-A. Sign a direct object. Then our noun for service is a common feminine singular construct with the first common singular suffix, aboda, A-B-O-D-A-H, which I have served you, relative pronoun, again, asher, or asher. And our verb to serve, again, abad, A-B-A-D, cow perfect, first common singular, the second masculine singular suffix. Verse 27, but Laban said to him, if now it pleases you. Well, here goes Laban again. Isn't happy with the last 14 years of hard work by his nephew. His greed continues to push him. You have the wow consecutive plus the verb to say again, Amar, A-M-A-R, cow and perfect third masculine singular, with the third masculine singular suffix. To him is preposition L, E-L. Because the preposition is with the third masculine singular suffix. But he said to him, excuse me, Laban, doing the speaking, proper noun, if now. You had the conjunction M, I am, plus the interjectory particle na, N-A. I have, literally, I have found favor in your eyes. Translated, it pleases you. Our verb defined is a cow, perfect first common singular, matsa, M-A-T-S-A. Favor or grace, as it may be translated. Common masculine singular absolute, kin, C-H-E-N. In your eyes, preposition bet, with the common both dual construct noun, with the second masculine singular suffix, ayin, A-Y-I-N, dual because there's two eyes. And then stay with me is supplied, that's understood correctly. And he goes on, I have divined that the Lord has blessed me on your account. I have divined is the PL form of the verb perfect first common singular nakash, N-A-C-H-A-S-H. Literally, it's used in terms of divination. Its preceding uses is used of the serpent in the garden five times back in Genesis 3, verses 1, 2, 4, 13, and 14. which we'll deal with that. I have to bind that the Lord has blessed me on your account. Well, consecutive, that. Then our verb to bless is a PL, imperfect third masculine singular with the first common singular suffix, barak, B-A-R-A-K. The one doing the blessing is Yahweh, the Lord, proper noun, Y-A-H-W-E-H. On account of you is a preposition with a second masculine singular suffix, begal, B-E-G-E-L-A-L, begalal. Ball. Begello. Verse 28. And he continued, name me your wages and I will give it. Well, that seems generous, doesn't it? While consecutive, he said, or continued, Cal, perfect third match and singer Amar. The word translated name is the verb Cal, imperative match and singer Nakav. N-A-Q-A-B. That means to pierce or bore. Hence, appoint. Specify. In other words, the idea is, you name it. Hit me with your best shot. See? Pierce. Your wages is the common masculine singular construct noun with the second masculine singular suffix. Again, shakar. S-H-A-K-R. Upon me, preposition, literally, name me your wages, and then you have the preposition all, A-L, for the first common singular suffix, upon me, not in the English, and I will give it, while conjunction, and our verb nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, to give, here is a cal imperfect first common singular. Verse 29. But he said to him, well, consecutive, and this would be Jacob speaking now, keeping track of the subjects of your verbs here, said, again, is Amar, Cal, perfect third masculine singular, to him, preposition L used here, in their face-to-face confrontation. You yourself know how I've served you and how your cattle have fared with me. Again, the emphatic use of the pronoun atah is seen here, A-T-T-A-H, second masculine singular pronoun. No is our verb yada, Y-A-D-A. Cal perfect second masculine singular, sign of direct object. And then the relative pronoun asher, of which or how, A-S-H-E-R. I have served is our verb, again, abad, A B-A-D, cal perfect first common singular with second masculine singular suffix. And how your cattle have fared with me. While conjunction, a sign of direct object and a relative pronoun that share repeated and of which. Then you have the cal perfect third masculine singular verb hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, and of which it came to pass. Translated, have fared. Then our verb, our noun for cattle, common masculine singular construct with second masculine singular suffix, mikineh, M-I-Q-E-N-E-H. With me, preposition F, with the first common singular suffix. Verse 30, for you had little before I came, and has increased to a multitude. You have the conjunction key, K-I-Y, for, because. Then your adjective, masculine, singular, absolute, or word for little is me'ath, me'ath, M-E-A-T-H. Follow the relative pronoun to share. For little, that it had become, literally, for you, is the Hebrew, is awkward. For you had little before I came is how it's translated. before you is it, as her, you had the Cal Perfect Third Maximum Singer, Hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, keep track here where I'm at, that it had to become for you, the preposition with the second maximum singer suffix, lamed. Then the preposition lamed is repeated with the common masculine plural construct, but the first common singer suffix, our word for literally face, paneh, P-A-N-E-H. The idea, little, that it had become for you before my appearance, before I showed up, is the idea here, before I came. And it has increased to a multitude. Wow, consecutive. Then our verb increased is cal and perfect third masculine singer, parats, P-H-A-R-A-T-S. Literally, it means to break through. It magnifies the word increased. Literally, how this all burst, it just kind of exploded, is the idea. To a multitude or to an abundance. So the increase of cattle was extremely dramatic, from little to much. Preposition lamed, death in the article, then our verb, our noun, multitude or abundance is the common masculine singular absolute, rove, R-O-B. And the Lord has blessed you wherever I turn. Some of this sounds like he's just regurgitating what Laban says, but it's all for emphasis. We'll see. A wow consecutive, our verb again to bless, PL form, the imperfect third master singer, Barak, B-A-R-A-K. Yahweh, the Lord, Y-A-H-W-E-H. Sign of direct object. You is a preposition with the second masculine, or sign of direct object here with the second masculine singular suffix F. Wherever I turn, you have the preposition lamed, followed with the common feminine singular construct with the first common singular suffix regel, regel, R-E-G-E-L. This literally means foot. So the idea is, with my every step here, wherever I turn, as it's translated. Then he finishes with a question to Laban. But now, when shall I provide for my own household's sake, or for my own household also? Wow, conjunction. Now is the adverb atah, A-T-T-A-H. When is the interrogative particle mathay? M-A-T-H-A-Y, at what time? Will I provide is the cal imperfect first common singular asah, literally to do, hence here provide, S-A-A-S-A-H, followed with the conjunction gam also, G-A-N. Then you have the first common singular pronoun anoki, A-N-O-K-I-Y, emphatic use here. I myself, for my household. A preposition lamed, then our noun for household or house, as it may be in context. It's a common masculine singular construct, first common singular suffix, bayith, B-A-Y-I-T-H. All right, well, we've got that out of the way, and we can start with our analysis Tuesday. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, to continue to lighten these things in Jesus' name. Amen.